Shabbos, when you call Tezayin, dealing with the Malachos of Barer, and we left off in regards to making a coffee on Shabbos, discussing making coffee on Shabbos. So the question comes up, some people want to know about what's known as a pour over. You take a cup and you put a plastic frame on top, which basically holds a single-use coffee filter. You line it with a coffee filter, and you put grinds in there, and you pour the hot water over the grinds. It sits there, it brews, and then it drips into the cup. So there's two questions, of course. One is the question of Bishul, what type of clear you're allowed to use to pour onto the grinds, is one question. And the second question is, there's a burr process taking place using this filter to hold back the grinds and allow the water to drip through, which sounds like a case of doing burr with a kli, which is aser. There are some places which permit it based on a fascinating din, which is found in Simen Shin Yud Tes, Sif Yud. It deals with a case where the Mishnah talks about a case where there were, at the bottom of a barrel, there were shmorim of yayin, with some a certain minimal amount of yayin was left mixed in with the shmorim. And the Mishnah says you're allowed, based on the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, a person is allowed to flush water through that. The water will pick up the flavor of the yayin and then pass through a filter and then come out clear. So the water goes in clear, mixes with the wine and the shmorim, absorbs the flavor of the wine, and then it passes through a filter, and it comes out as clear water again. So Mishnah says it's mutter, and then like the Rav explains, because it goes in as clear water, comes out as clear water, so there's no brewery taking place. So they said this is the same idea over here. It goes in as clear, goes out as clear, and there's no brewery taking place. The problem is, of course, why do we look at it like that? Why don't we say, well, that's true, it goes in as clear water, but it becomes part of a teruvus of water and wine and shmorim, and then you're using a filter, using a very fine cloth to filter it out. So why is it mutter? So this question already is raised by the Prima Gadim, and is raised by the Tosfos Yom Tov on the Mishnah. The correct way to understand the Mishnah, I think, is the Mishnah gives another case over there where the person is using Breira to filter something for the purpose of adding color. The Mishnah says that's mutter, and like the Mishnah Breira, the brings his halacha down, explains that Chazal understood that a Breira for the purpose of just adding a color is not a significant Maaseh Breira. So even though you're doing an actual Maaseh Breira, but if the result is that you've accomplished is that you've added some color to the item which is there, that's not a significant Teruvus. Being misari for that purpose and then removing the teruvus, Chazal did not touch that up as a maaseh breira. Even though all of the other criteria of breira being met, we're learning a new criteria. If the teruvus didn't really play a significant role, the reason why you're being misari together wasn't for a valid, significant purpose, it's unimportant. It's not considered a maaseh malachas machshavas of separating it, even with a kli. This Mishnah has this case together with the case of the coloration. So Pashut, what Chazal is saying is that adding the tam of the yayin into the water, it wasn't enough wine that it's going to convert it into wine. We know the Chazal, they would add water to the wines, the ones very strong. This is a different ratio. It's way beyond that. It's wine-flavored water. So the same way color is not considered significant, adding this minimal tam is not considered significant, and therefore the teruvus is not significant, and the brewer which takes place afterwards is not significant. Therefore, if that's the explanation of that din, I think comparing it to the case of coffee is incorrect. Over here, that which you're combining the water with the flavor of the coffee is very significant. It's a significant change that people want. They want it to be sour. They want it to change. It changes its name from being water to being coffee. as opposed to whether it's called wine flavored water, it's not considered wine. The name didn't change. It means the perception of the action is insignificant over there. Over here, the perception of the action is significant. That being said, if the perception of the action is being significant, it would be a problem of Breira to then use a kli to separate that Taruvus. So I think that the comparison to the two is incorrect, and I think that the case is going to be Usur. And since one is using a kli, one is dealing with a potential Cheshash of the Reisa. I said this over to somebody, and they said, well, how do you know that? I said, I would ask the question all the way around. You're doing a Maisa, which is a Maisa Breira with a kli, and we're going to be matter because we feel it's exactly the case of the Gemara. Till you prove me it's exactly the case of the Gemara, which you don't understand exactly why the case is true, you have the right to be matter and chashash is the right. So that's my approach to this question. I know there are some persons which disagree with that, but I'm sharing what I think. Have a good day.